Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1. Church, are you ready?
Amen.
One voice now, loud and clear. Begin.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God,
to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Amen. The faithful, one time. Ready? Begin.
The faithful in Christ Jesus.
One more time.
The faithful in Christ Jesus.
What is it?
The faithful in Christ Jesus.
Did you know that if you are in Christ Jesus, you are called the faithful?
Amen.
You are called faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you, you might be thinking, I am not faithful because I am not reading the Bible enough, or I am not praying enough, or I am not giving enough, or I am not serving enough. But guess what? Bible defines faithful not based upon what you are doing for God, but Bible defines faithful what you are in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how much you are praying and how much you know the Bible, but if you're not in Christ, you are outside Christ, you're not faithful. But Bible says, if you are in Christ, no matter how lacking you are faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word faithful in Greek is pistos. Everybody say pistos.
Pistos.
The word faith is pistis. Pistis and faithful is pistos. It's the same root word. So faithful means, you are your tongue. Faithful means that you are doing continually without stopping. Okay? If you are coming to church continually without stopping, that's called faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You understand? You are praying continually without stopping. That's faithfulness. God is looking for faithful people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I pray that you are in Christ and you are faithful. Look at this now. Look at this verse one more time. Apostle Paul is writing a letter to Christians, believers who were in Ephesus, right? And this is what he's writing to the saints. To the saints. Now, Bible didn't say to the few people who are faithful. No, Bible said to the saints. It refers to everybody in Ephesus. Okay? To the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. So if you are in Christ, you are called faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I pray that we all learn to be in Christ.
Amen.
No matter what you are doing, whether you are in school studying, whether you are working in the factory, whether you are walking or bicycling on the road, if you are in Christ, you are faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 May you and I forever be faithful in Christ.
Amen.
We will be found by God faithful in Christ. When He returns, He will say this to you, faithful servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That will happen, only happen when you are in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, there's a joy of being in Christ. There's a joy of being in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does it mean by in Christ? Some of you are, what does that mean, in Christ? I will explain it more simpler way, okay? In Christ means that you are not in your soul, that you are not in your flesh. You are in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now remember, you are created, God created, and you have three elements: body, soul, spirit. And spirit belongs to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirit belongs to Jesus. Now God, John chapter 4 says, God is spirit. So we have to remember that God is spirit. And that spirit and our spirit have joined together and have become one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6:17. Do you have that verse? 1 Corinthians 6:17. I want us to read that verse. I think it's 중간에 있을 것 같아. To become one with men. Okay. So Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, do you have that?
Yes.
Okay, read it together. Begin.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Is what?
One spirit.
Okay. Holy Spirit is capital S, Spirit. My spirit is small s, Spirit. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Your Holy Spirit and your spirit have joined together
Amen.
And have become one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what does it mean by in Christ? Means that you are in your spirit.
Amen.
That you are talking from your spirit. You are acting from your spirit. You are behaving and you are walking from your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
This is not easy, but when you get it, it will tremendously help your Christian life, and it will enhance your Christian life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. I can say, I love you, brother, but if I say it from my soul or from my spirit, it's two different things. The same word, but if I say it from my soul or from my spirit, it has different effect on my brother. If I say it from my soul, it may have a little effect. But if I say it, I love you, brother, from my spirit, and he's receiving from his spirit, it will have tremendous effect.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Your soul, your flesh, it fluctuates all the time.
Mm.
It changes all the time. Do you understand? Huh? I'm filled with love, and I confessed love to my wife. Oh, honey, I love you. But next, 1 hour after, if she does something wrong or I feel bad mood, then I what? Love disappears like a bubble. It disappears. And it's hard for me to say, I love you, honey. It's hard. Because my emotion changes all the time.
Mm.
My thought changes all the time.
Mm.
Circumstance changes all the time.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, my soul, my thought, my emotion, my will changes all the time.
Mm.
But my spirit does not change.
Amen.
My spirit is permanent.
Amen.
My spirit is unchanging.
Amen.
My spirit is faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if I confess love to my wife, listen, from my spirit, she will get it. It's from the spirit. Okay. Even when I'm preaching to you, it's from my spirit and you are receiving from your spirit, it will indeed change your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why so many people go to church on Sunday and they hear hundreds and thousands of messages and their life does not change? The reason is because, first of all, either preacher or receiver does not say it or hear it from their spirit. You see, God is spirit. You see, the word of God is spirit. John 6:63 says, the words I have spoken to you, they are life and spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to understand the word of God is a spirit. So only way you can digest the spirit is to receive it from your spirit.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say amen from your soul, it means nothing. But if you say amen from your spirit, you will indeed eat the word of God and it will grow and it will flourish and it will bear the fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So I wanted to point out, before I go into the main content of my message, I want to point out that if you are in Christ, if you are in your spirit, you are faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thanks be to God that God called us faithful when we are in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have done nothing too much. We have not done many things to God, but and yet God still calls you faithful.
Amen.
Because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, call you brother, sister, faithful in Christ.
Faithful in Christ.
You are faithful in Christ.
Tell them.
Don't come out from this Christ. Stay there. Stay in the Christ. Stay in Christ. Stay in your spirit. Stay in your spirit. Stay in the Word of God. The moment you come out, be careful. Be careful. You'll wonder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the song. Once again, Pastor took up. What was the song?
You are holy.
Sing that song. Sing that.
You
changed that lyrics, huh? Amen. Thank you. I appreciate it. See, that's a full gospel. If you only say God is faithful and you're not faithful, that's not gospel. See, God didn't come to this earth just to tell us that he's faithful. No. God came to earth to tell us that he's faithful, and because he's faithful, I am faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because he came and he came into me.
Amen.
He went into you. Hallelujah. Remember that you and God, you are one spirit. You are one person. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing that song.
I am faithful, you are faithful, my Lord. I am faithful, you are faithful, my Lord.
is holy, I am holy.
Amen.
Holy means separated. That I am separated from the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am separated from the world. I am separated from the sin in the flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Today, I would like to communicate with you this verse 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Now, just to give you a little summary about the book of Ephesians, just to let you know, Apostle Paul wrote 2/3 of the books in the New Testament. And out of those 2/3 books of the portion of the New Testament, he wrote 2/3 of the books of the New Testament, right? The major books. Now, out of all those books he wrote, there are 4 books that consider as the heart gospel. As a what?
Heart gospel.
If you don't have a heart, you will die right away, instantaneously, right? But if you don't have your arm, you can still live. So we have to pay attention to the books in the Bible that are called to be, that are considered to be heart gospel. And those are, repeat after me, Galatians.
Galatians.
Ephesians.
Ephesians.
Colossians.
Colossians.
And Philippians.
Philippians.
Yeah, those 4 books are called, considered as a heart gospel. Mm. And though out of those heart gospel, Ephesians is the heart of the heart. Mm. Ephesians is what?
Heart of the heart.
Heart of the heart. So it's a very, very important book. How important?
Very important.
And this Ephesians, the theme is church. You see, we have to understand the importance of church. It's not just the building we're talking about, which is not just the gathering, but we have to understand what is the real meaning of a church. Mm. Through the book of Ephesians, we would like to know and we would like to learn and experience the true reality of the church. Amen.
Amen.
So going back to today's verse, chapter 1, verse 1, Bible says, an apostle of Christ. Now, if you are a believer, you are an apostle. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I say that again. If you are a believer, you are called to live as an apostle. Now, there are 12 apostles of Jesus Christ back in the New Testament, right? Mm-hmm. And those 12 apostles, those are the who follow Jesus Christ, and not only that, they wrote the Bible, most of them. Now, we have to understand that the apostles ended. Okay, the title apostles ended at that time. But the function of the apostle has come upon us. So we have the function of the apostles. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Now, apostles means what? Next. Okay, look at this. Apostle. Apostle means, in Greek, means apostolos. Everybody say apostolos.
Apostolos.
Okay, apostolos means messenger. One sent forth with orders. If you are a believer, then you have a function of the apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shouldn't call yourself apostle. No, apostle ended at the New Testament time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? Nobody should be called apostle or any other. Now, we're just a brother in Christ. Hallelujah,
amen.
Right? We shouldn't just emphasize our titles. No. In Christ, we're all the same. We're all equal. We're all
amen.
Brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
After Jesus Christ rose again, and when he's about to see his brothers, his disciples, this is what Jesus said to Mary. Go tell my brothers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus called his disciples brothers. So that's the highest calling in the church. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now, going back to here, apostles. If you are a believer, then you have a mission of the apostles. Mm. Meaning that God has sent forth with orders. Amen?
Amen.
That you have a mission to share the gospel. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you share the gospel at that moment, at that place. Because you have called to be an apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay. Say congratulations to you, brother. Congratulations, you have a calling of apostle. Say.
Congratulations. You have a calling of apostle.
But don't say that now you have to call me apostle. No, don't do that. You're just a brother in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
If anybody say, call me apostle, I disagree. Okay? But we're brothers in Christ now. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's go to that now. The main part of today's sermon is, let's go to the will of God. Bible says, okay, apostle Christ Jesus by the will of God. By the will of God. Now, Apostle Paul, he became apostle by the
will of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is the key now. We want to know the meaning of will of God. Everybody say will of God.
Will of God.
And I believe you are here in Korea by the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. You are here in Korea by the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
But some people pray like this now. Some people, God, what is your will? I want to go to Pyeongtaek or I want to go to Pyeongtaek or Seoul. What is your will? Which place should I go? You're praying for your will. Now, I'm not talking about that kind of will. Okay? You are praying before when you get up, you say, Lord, what is your will for me to wear? A black suit or a red suit? Which suit should I wear? What is your will? I'm not talking about that kind of will. I'm not talking about everyday trivial stuff. I'm talking about deep, deep will of God. That is the center of God's heart. Hallelujah. We need to know the will of God and your life will be meaningful and fruitful. Now listen. Let's say you earn lots of money and you study, you earn PhD degree, you have position, you have money, you have power, and yet you forgot the will of God. And that was not the will of God for you. And you live very successful life from the perspective of the world. And that was not the will of God, and you didn't know the will of God, and you stand before God, what do you expect from God? You see, one day you and I, we will all stand before God, and God will reward us or punish us according to the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? I pray that you are in the center of the will of God. I pray that whatever you do, that will be in the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that wherever you are, that will be in the will of God.
Amen.
You see, will of God is everything.
Amen.
We live and die for the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ prayed like this prayer. Lord, Father, if it is your will, remove this cup before he was crucified, right? Remember the Mount of Gethsemane? He prayed this prayer. If it is the will of God, remove this cup. That cup meant the cross. But Jesus said, not my will, yours be done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, I have come to this earth to fulfill your will. To fulfill Father's will. You see, Jesus Christ never spoke his own word, never behaved his own action. He always did from the Father who was living in him. He talked and he behaved from the Father, from the will of the Father that was in the center of his being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you live in the will of God, I'm telling you, you will be fruitful and prosperous.
Amen.
And you will be much more happier.
Amen.
And not only that, when you meet Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ will say this word to you.
Amen.
My faithful servant.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Listen. I have two sons, and I'm expecting them soon in Korea from U.S. Huh? Now, I have two sons, and then they respect me as a father, right? And then I like hamburger, but my sons give me pizza all the time. You understand? I like hamburger, but my son cook very well Italian pizza, Korean pizza, Chinese pizza, or African pizza. All kinds of pizza, bring it to me and say, Daddy, here's a pizza for you. We cook it, and it took 3, 4, 5 hours. We put all of our hearts on to make this pizza. Okay? Today will be Italian pizza. Tomorrow will be Korean pizza. Right? Next week will be Dutch pizza. You know, all kinds of pizza. My sons bring it with all of their heart, with all of the recipe, with all of the taste. What do you think? Do you think I'll be happy?
No.
Huh? What do I like?
Hamburger.
I like hamburger. I like hamburger. I don't like pizza, but my sons keep bringing pizza, thinking that I will like pizza because they did their best to cook it. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
You see, you have to know what is the will of God.
Amen.
You have to know what is His will. What is His plan? So that you can please Him.
Amen.
And if you please Him, He will please you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Amen.
But so many times we do our own ways to please God. Oh God, here's a pizza. But God said, I like hamburger. What is a hamburger? What I like. Oh, may we understand His will today. Hallelujah. Amen. May we understand His will.
Amen.
Are you ready to know His will today?
Amen.
All right, let me explain His will now. Three meanings of His will. Three meanings now, okay? All right. First of all, Ephesians 5:17. Let's read the scripture. Ephesians 5:17. 그 전에, by the will of God, Ephesians 5:17. Okay, ready? Begin.
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
Amen.
Listen, Bible says, do not be foolish. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. If you don't understand the will of God, then you're being foolish. Foolish. Okay? Okay? We're not foolish, we're wise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not foolish, but you're wise in Christ. Amen? The only way to be wise and live a wise life is to know His will, to understand His will. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we're ready. Let's go to the first reason. Okay, first meaning of the will of God. There are three meanings today. Number one, God's heart's desire. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the will of God means His desire, His heart's desire. Okay, you want to know His will? You have to know His heart's desire. Hallelujah. What is His heart's desire? Heart's desire, I will tell you very simply now. Look at me now. Look at me. Okay, there are three main scriptures in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 1 and chapter 2. Three main verses. Number one, Genesis 1:26. God says, "Let us make man in our image." In our image. Why? Why image? Why image of God? That image of God refers to Colossians 3:15, I believe. It says, Christ is the image of invisible God. So, God created us in the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Mm. Now, why image of Christ God created us? Because we were the vessels. We were the vessels to contain God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8:9-23 says, we are the vessels of the God's mercies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the vessels, the container. Do you understand? Mm. God created us in the image of Christ so that we can contain Christ.
Amen.
That was the reason why God created you and me. Amen.
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 Now we have to know the purpose why God created us in the image of God. And then chapter 2 verse 7 says God created our body with the dust and breathed the breath of life into our nostrils. Right? That was neshama in Hebrew. That means spirit. So God breathed His spirit into us. Why? Because God is spirit. He wants to communicate with us.
Amen.
It is only through the Spirit, only from the Spirit, we can contact God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you sing today from your Spirit, you have made contact with God.
Amen.
If you pray and you're from your Spirit today, you have made contact with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, unless your Spirit is activated, you cannot touch God. Because God is Spirit.
Amen.
And God wants to communicate with you. God wants to talk to you. God wants to walk with you. That's why God breathed His Spirit into your being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God didn't stop there. God went on. Chapter 2, verse 9. Genesis, God put us man before the tree of what?
Life.
This is God's desire. Tree of life was a symbol of Christ because Jesus Christ is life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God created us in the image of God and God put man before tree of life. Life. Why? To eat the tree of life fruit. So that when we eat Jesus, we will be one with Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the God's desire. Amen.
Amen.
To become one with Christ. Second reason, to become one with man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:45. Let's read together. Begin.
So it is written, the first man Adam became a living being.
Last Adam, a life-giving
spirit.
Everybody say, life-giving
spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to understand, the Christ, He came. He's God. But He came to this earth in the flesh. He lived 33 years perfect life as a God-man. Hallelujah. And He died on the cross. I said it again. He died on the cross as a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the Son of God, but He was the Son of man, right? You see, God cannot die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when He died on the cross, He died as a Son of man. Why? He took all of our sins. Amen. He died on the cross, right? And He rose again, and He became what? Life-giving
spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God that He became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And He came into you. He went into you as a spirit. Now,
Amen.
Spirit means what? Spirit means wind. Spirit means breath. Mm. Breathing. Mm. It's a wind. So that's why when we say, Lord Jesus, You are breathing in. You are taking in His Spirit, who is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your spirit will intake Jesus who became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So when you say Lord Jesus, everybody say Lord Jesus. Ready?
Lord Jesus.
From your spirit, you are intaking the spirit now. Ready? Begin.
Lord Jesus.
So when you do that from your spirit will know, according to 1 Corinthians 6:17, now you have become one spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have become one spirit. And this is the miracle of all miracles that, that has happened in the entire universe.
Mm.
You and God has become one spirit.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited?
Amen.
Are you amazed that you and God are one?
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Some people look at me, I don't understand. What are you talking about, Pastor Paul? I am talking about the center of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In you, God lives.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And He is God hyphen man.
Amen.
Amen. This is the center of the will of God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now let me give you some application now. Now, so you want to know His will now, right?
Amen.
So when you want to find out His will, you have to check the two checklists now. Checklist. Number one, you want to go someplace and you want to know the will of God, you have to ask this question. Am I going there will help me to get closer to God? Okay? Am I going there help me to be united with God? Because God's will is to be one with me. That's His will. So that we have to ask, is this the will of God? That means, am I going to go, if I go a certain place, is that going to help me to get more united with God? Get more one with God? That's the question you have to ask. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second checklist. Second is, am I doing it or is God in me doing it? I say it again. You have to ask this question. Whenever you are doing something, am I going to do it? Am I doing it or God is doing it? If God is doing it, there's a presence of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, when there's a presence of God, He's doing it and He will back it up. If I do it, presence of God is absent. I do it, I have to back it up. I am responsible for what I'm doing. You see, God only backs up of what He's doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when He does, you know there's a guarantee He will succeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, two checklists. What do I say? First, you have to ask.
Does it help to become God?
Read question number one. Begin.
Does it help to become one with God?
You have to ask this question. Is this the will of God? Second, who is doing it? Jesus or me? Ask this question, and if you have right answers, you know that's the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, I want to talk about now third point, okay? Now the third point is to fulfill the plan of God. What is the will of God? To fulfill the plan of God. Now I want us to know within a few minutes, I want to quickly just lay out the plan of God. What is the plan of God? Okay? Now, I talked about the will of God. First is God's desire. Second, God wants to be one with His creation, with man. Third, to fulfill the plan of God. Now, what is the plan of God? To build the body of Christ. That's the plan.
Amen.
From Genesis to Revelation, that was God's grandeur plan. Listen, God started His creation with building. And He ends it with building. What does it mean to build? What does the word building means? I'm not talking about brick building. I'm talking about inner life building. I'm talking about the building of your character. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about your life, inner life growing.
Amen.
Apostle Paul says, my inner life grows every day, but my outer life decreases, right? It goes away, but my inner life grows. See, there, you have to know. Your eyes have to be open to your inner life.
Amen.
See, there's outer life and there's inner life. You see, so many people focus only on the outward life. That's why so many people are so concerned with money. Money. Why? Because that will give what? Outer life luxury. Outer life comfort. You see? But our life is not about outer life. Because outer life, what you see about Pastor Paul, the outside, is not real me. The real me is inside me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The real me is Christ in me.
Amen.
It's the character of Jesus Christ in me.
Amen.
That's the real me and that's the real you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God values and God esteems and values who you are inside.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what is the plan of God? God's plan is to build that character in you. Amen. Listen, God created Adam, and then God put Adam fell into sleep, and then God put God take out what? The one rib. I think that was the best rib. God put out the best rib and made, and God says the word. God used the word, this word, build. God didn't say created. God used the word created for Adam for building Eve. God used the word build. So God built woman, Eve, out of rib. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam is representation of Jesus Christ. Amen? Mm. See, Jesus Christ is second Adam. Are you getting me?
Amen.
First Adam failed, but second Adam saved us. Amen.
Amen.
His name is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You see, Adam is a representation of Jesus Christ. Eve is representation of church.
Amen.
Only that came out from Adam is Eve. Mm. Am I? Getting myself?
Yeah.
Pastor Toga? Huh? Where's Amen? Where is that? You're falling asleep today. Okay, read it. This is the main part of the message now. You pay attention now. Pay attention.
Amen.
Rachel, come. I am Adam. No, the other. I'll give you illustration so you will not forget. I am Adam now, okay? Illustration. Adam, you are?
Eve.
Okay.
I don't like her.
For now, you like her because you are Eve now, okay? And I will see her and say, oh, my flesh of my flesh, my bone of my bone. You are so beautiful. Now, how she came to be? From my? But that's what Bible said. God took my rib and God made her. You see, the material is different. Man is made from dust. Woman is made with rib.
Wow.
The material is different. No wonder why a woman is beautiful.
Ah.
You don't like that part? It's different. It's different, huh? But we are always the head of the woman, okay? Don't worry. Okay, now listen. She's Eve because she came from my rib. Are you getting me? Now, Adam is a representation of Jesus. Eve is representation of
church.
So church is a real church when church came from? From Christ.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
If you are from Christ, you are a church.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, you can sit down, honey. What is the plan of God? What is the plan of God?
To build church.
To build? Oh, bing. Oh, there's a enlightening here. There's a, oh, he's getting it. What is the plan of God?
To build the church.
To build Christ's church.
Amen.
To build his own body.
Amen.
Church is his own body. To build his church, to build his own body. This is the grandeur plan of God. And that plan has not changed. It started from the book of Genesis, and it ends in the book of Revelation chapter 21. Do you have the verse? Chapter 21 verse 2. Guess what? This is the New Jerusalem that we're all going to be, and this New Jerusalem is, in fact, us. We are the material of the New Jerusalem, because we are going to be the gold and diamonds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are stone. Listen, first we were the dust, right? First we were the dust. But as soon as we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we become stone. Petros, you are rock, right? Upon the rock, I will build his church. Amen. You see, we were dust, now we have become stone. But guess what? Later, we will become gold and diamonds to become the material of the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. This is the grandeur. Picture. This is the canopy. This is the text that God has opened for you. You see, this is the plan of God. And this is the heart's desire, God's heart's desire, to build his church where that church will fully express who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we love one another, we will express who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
When we forgive one another, we will express who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the world, they hate, they fight, right? All the time. But Christ is in us. We don't fight. We don't retaliate. We love. We forgive. We understand. We accept. There's a difference. There's a difference. Hallelujah. Why? Christ is a living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You understand? Okay, see? Revelation 21 verse 2. Now let's read together. Begin.
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride,
beautifully dressed.
You see? Prepared as a bride. Prepared as a bride, pretty beautifully dressed for her husband. He's talking about the holy city, the new Jerusalem. We are the bride. Who is the husband? Jesus Christ. We are being made prepared as a beautiful city, beautiful New Jerusalem, for our husband, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, Bible begins with building, ends it with building.
Amen.
The purpose of life is building. You receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're a born again Christian. You have a life. Now it needs to be built.
Amen.
It needs to be increased.
Amen.
It needs to be elevated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how do we grow that? By calling on His name. Lord Jesus. Everybody say,
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. By calling on His name. Second, by reading the Word of God with prayer. We call it prayer reading, right? We eat the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. May this body of Christ, overflowing church, may we fully present and express who God is, who Jesus Christ is, through our words and through our action, throughout our life.
Amen.
God is looking for His own body. Let us be His body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you. Now you know the will of God. May you live in the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
The source